Talk about a subject that I have been involved with broadcasting with locally here since 1986, and that's food pantries. The area we live in, at first glance, you look at our area, and you would not suspect, but we have food pantries in here that do absolutely amazing, amazing jobs. And part of this interview series that we have set up with the Foundation for Community Health is to bring you these stories about these nonprofits that service in this area. They all receive some sort of help from the Foundation for Community Health. We'll get to that later. But we like to shed light on these organizations. Of course, most of you probably know the name Fishes and Loaves Pantry. Louise Riley is the executive director of Fishes and Loaves, and she joins us this morning. Louise, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, good morning, Marshall. Thanks so much for having us.
You know, it's one of those things where people don't realize the amount of volunteer work, the amount of work that goes into food pantries in our area, and how important those food pantries have always been and how important they are right now. So let's talk a little bit about Fishes and Loaves for people that they're well, with new people moving in the area, maybe they don't have an idea. Fishes and Loaves, founded when? And let's talk a little bit about your history and your basic mission statement.
Okay. Well, Fishes and Loaves started in 1992 as a mission of the North Canaan Congregational Church. We are still a mission of the North Canaan Congregational Church, and we're located in Pilgrim House, which is at 30 Granite Avenue in North Canaan. Originally, it was pretty much a closet that had non-perishable food only, and volunteers would pre-pack bags for clients who would come in and pick them up. Originally, I think there were about 40 clients. The operation has grown in the meantime over the years to serve roughly 120 families a week. And for the last several years, we've had people come in and, quote, shop the shelves, because it's difficult to know what people want when you're trying to distribute food. So we have several distribution rooms. We have both perishable and non-perishable food. We're very fortunate to have donations from Stop and Shop in North Canaan, from Big Y in Torrington. That includes fresh produce. Stop and Shop, we're able to pick up whatever Stop and Shop takes off their shelves. Now, obviously, they're not going to take food off the shelves that just comes in, but it's still very edible food. It's fresh enough to distribute to people who can use it within any given week. So our mission is to provide food to food-insecure families within North Canaan, Falls Village, and Norfolk. A few years ago, we expanded our hours from just one day a week, and now we're open on Tuesdays from 4 to 6 p.m. and on Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. Households are encouraged to come weekly, depending on their need.
You know, listening to you talk, and I'm looking at some notes in front of me that originally you just started off with non-perishable food items, but I look at these notes here, and to show how you've grown and how big your operation covers, you've got 9 freezers and 4 refrigerators now.
Yes.
so you can actually store this food.
Yes.
And it doesn't have to be non-perishable food that people donate to you.
Well, mostly the perishable food mostly comes from the grocery stores.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Stop and Shop has, well, we get frozen meat from Stop and Shop, frozen, not baked goods per se, but frozen entrees. And I also have to give a huge shout out to Freund's Farm, which donates their wonderful baked goods and produce that, you know, they have may have excessive amounts of. So, yeah, that's been a big boon for us to be able to have perishable as well as non-perishable foods. And that includes meat, dairy, as I said, prepared foods. And it really helps people round out their food supply because, you know, without good nutrition, it's difficult to function in life. It's the bedrock of being able to be healthy.
We're speaking once again this morning with Louise Riley, the Executive Director, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, this morning talking about fishes and loaves. And for people that are listening now, right now, mm-hmm. and they wonder, geez, do we just show up, or how do we become clients? Do they contact you first? Do they just show up? I mean, how does that work?
Well, people can either call me, and the number is 860-824-7232. I'm there 3 days a week, Tuesday through Thursday, from 9:30 to 2:30. But they can also just come during our open hours, Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m., Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. We require just verbal attestation of their income levels. The eligibility depends on the household size and the correlated income. The level is set at 235% of the poverty level, the federal poverty level. And, of course, we have numbers for that. But just to give you an example, a household of one person can earn up to roughly $20,000 to qualify for food assistance, and a household of two people, roughly $30,000. And it goes up from there all the way to a household of eight people, which I believe, I don't have the numbers with me, sorry, can earn up to $80,000. And the reason being that we receive a lot of food from the Connecticut Food Share, the food bank. So those are the government, you know, guidelines, if you will, that allow for people to receive food from those state and federal funded programs.
Now, while I'm talking to you and find out all about this, you must have a dedicated group of volunteers, because it is not easy packing, storing, and then distributing the food. It's not. I've seen the Sunday in the Country food drive people do this. It's not an easy thing, and you obviously have dedicated volunteers.
Well, I tell you something, Marshall. It's amazing to me, because we have only about six steady volunteers who do all of this work, and frankly, they are there. Unlike me, they're there Mondays, they're there Wednesdays, and they pick up food from Stop and Shop Mondays and Wednesdays. They stock the shelves, and then they have to put out all of the food. We put, you know, the meat and the various other non-perishables on a big table, and then they stock the shelves on the perimeter of the room and put out the baked goods. I think we're rather unique, because we just have a very close-knit group that's so dedicated to doing this that, frankly, it's amazing. I know other pantries have 30 or 40 or 50 volunteers that rotate, but our volunteers know the clients. They try to cater to their individual needs. We do pack boxes and bags for homebound clients. We deliver roughly 15. In that case, they have to make up the boxes or the bags, because people can't come in. So we know who likes what. We know who's a diabetic and don't give them anything, you know, with sugar. We know who doesn't eat beef. And so our volunteers really go out of their way to customize the food.
And what I think about it, this is great, Louise, is that it's also set up like a supermarket.
It is, actually, and I post on Facebook. I try to post most weeks, because we've gotten the most amazing produce, especially this year. There's a wonderful area program called Northwest Farm Hub, I think it's called, and that was from a state grant that 10 area farms bring food to a central location, and then that food's distributed to 16 food pantries, one of which we are. And in the last few weeks, we've gotten an abundance of the most amazing produce, including kale, fennel, giant cabbages, kohlrabi. We had to look that one up. So that's all available for our clients, and we're so happy to be able to have that. And not to mention local farms, which have donated a lot of corn. There's nothing like fresh corn on the cob, as we all know, in the summer.
You know, it's interesting. You must get some incredible stories from people that utilize your pantry that really make you and your volunteers just smile and say, boy, this is what it's all about.
We absolutely do. I have to say one of our most wonderful clients is a young woman. She's disabled. I would say she's in her 30s. And I know her only income is from disability SSI. She has a young child. And she comes every week, and she just lights up the whole place when she comes. And she's interested in everything we do and in helping us. We were chosen as the first pantry a year ago to do a focus group for the Connecticut Food Share Food Bank. And she agreed to come, to be photographed, to be quoted, and she's just so bubbly, and her outlook is so wonderful that she inspires everybody.
Now,
as she comes.
You know, we're speaking once again with Louise Riley, and we're talking about the Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry. And the Foundation for Community Health, we set up these interviews together with them. And they're so important. A lot of people don't realize the behind-the-scenes work that the foundation does, connecting with organizations like yours and other nonprofit organizations. And obviously, they've been a help to you in getting things established and growing as well.
Oh, absolutely. When COVID struck and we were, you know, I think we were all in a panic mode, Foundation for Community Health stepped up and made it very, very easy, or not complicated, to get a grant during the height of COVID, because obviously our client base at one time grew by 30%, so we had to purchase more food, not just get the donated food. So they gave us a very generous grant during COVID-19. And last year we had another large grant, because one of the issues we have is that Pilgrim House is expensive to run the food pantry from. Now, our parent is the North Canaan Congregational Church, but we've assumed more and more financial responsibility for the cost of running Pilgrim House. And we know, with everything going up, from utilities to fuel to services such as lawn mowing and snow plowing, Foundation for Community Health has been a big help to us in helping to sustain our mission, because without that, you know, without a place to operate, if we had to close down, frankly, there is no other place that I'm aware of in the Canaan area that would be able to house Fishes and Loaves.
Well, Louise, to you and to everybody in our area that works and donates to their time so people can live healthier lives. Once again, Louise is the Executive Director of Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry. A big thank you for everybody, because these food pantries, like yours, have become now an essential part of everyday living for so many people.
Well, they are, and we have people, obviously, that come every week. And if I may just tell you, we do have a website, if anyone wants to go and look, fishesandloavesnorthcanaan.org. And we can also be reached by email, fishesandloavespantry@gmail.com, if anyone's interested in more information.
Louise, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us this morning, and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much, Miles, and thank you for all the work you're doing for the community.
All right, thank you. Take care. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Fishes and Loaves, a food pantry in North Canaan, once again. Amazing work by amazing volunteers, and we're just blessed here in the northwest corner.